It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the top regional news stories of the week. Heads rolled at GM this week, and CEO Mary Barra said there were big flaws in its process to recall more than 2.5 million cars that had potentially defective ignition switches. What did you think of Barra's explanation, Jack?
Well, I think it was pretty compelling. I was fairly impressed. This is not your father's GM. She went out there and she made this report public. She talked about the fact that they had certainly dropped the ball. She used some very strong language, and they got rid of 15 people. But it was sort of a devastating, it was devastating about the old GM, but I think it was a positive for Mary Barra. The thing is, however, that this can't happen again. If this were to happen again in any way under her watch, that would probably be the end of her and maybe the end of GM. But she sent a very clear signal that the days of tolerating the old culture are no more.
Lansing says it'll ante up $195 million for Detroit's so-called grand bargain. There's still more work to be done in order for the city to emerge from bankruptcy. What still has to happen, Jack?
Well, the grand bargain has to be approved both by the pensioners, we hear a lot about them, but also about the active city workers. And people are more concerned, people I've talked to in the city say they're more concerned actually about the votes of the active city workers. And a majority of all these folks has to approve this, or else it's back to the drawing board. And it's pretty clear from everything from what Kevin Orr said last week at Mackinac and everything everybody else says that if they reject this grand bargain, it's going to be much worse for the people collecting pensions. So, and of course, after that, the whole deal, the whole McGill, you might say, has to be approved by U.S. bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes. Now, everything we know, all the signs are that he will approve this, but in any kind of judge and courtroom situation, you can sometimes be surprised.
Well, finally, just thought I'd ask, how's that state road funding thingy coming along, Jack?
Well, it looks like sort of a mess, and it seems to be getting worse rather than better in that Randy Richardville, the Senate Majority Leader, came up with what most people said was pretty close to a good solution to raise the gas tax, which after 3 years would be producing enough money probably to fix the roads. But his Michigan Senate delegation looks like sort of a herd of cats, and some of them want to go for a sales tax increase, which there's economic objections to that, and it wouldn't kick in until next year, even if the voters passed it. The House has passed a package that is much, much smaller, and everybody says it doesn't come near to the amount of money to prevent further deterioration. And there's not too much left before these folks are going to break to go back and campaign. The baffling thing about this is that the one thing we know is that voters are very mad about the roads, and you would think that would have been their top priority, but maybe not.
Well, how about sending some catnip and nice big saucer of milk to Lansing? Maybe that'll help.
Watch out for potholes.